Coach, entering OTAs with all the things you wanted to accomplish, how do you rate the past 2 weeks?
Oh, we're pleased. You know, we told guys, you're not going to compete in division here over the next couple of weeks. The only thing you can do is set yourself back. So it was a step-by-step process. We got everything in. We came through it very, very healthy. We got the rooks caught up, which was good. You know, over the Memorial Day week, they came back, and they were able to compete. So, you know, Sam got on the field 2 consecutive days. Jake got some stuff done in individual. So we're in pretty good shape right now before the break.
Do you look much at individual players in the sense that either making the team or not making the team during June in this part?
Well, I mean, we discuss, the coaches discuss, you know, the players and their position players. And, you know, we rank them, and guys are moving around a little bit in the rankings. But that's normal. It's to be expected.
In terms of significance, how big a deal was it just to see Bradford participating in this?
Well, you know, we had a plan throughout. You know, we allowed him to do some things in the skill development, and he did. We got him on the field. You know, in the first couple OTAs, and just in the passing fashion, he was good. And then today, you know, today and obviously, you know, on Tuesday, he participated in team periods. And, you know, that was very encouraging. So he's got a plan for the summer. He's going to get away for a little bit. He needs to get away. He's been here every day, and he'll come back ready to go.
Imagine those guys, but Long and Breath will be everyday guys when you get to camp.
It's hard to say. I think if we handle it right, they probably won't be everyday guys. They're going to need, you know, a day off here and there because, you know, we're going to stress recovery. But they'll be, you know, there's no reason why they don't play in preseason games.
Jeff, are the players off now? Or
Yes, they're off. Yeah, watch out in the parking lot. So, but the Rooks have one more day tomorrow. And then our draft choice, of course, travel for the symposium early next week.
What's your philosophy, Jeff, in terms of what you're allowed to do, but one of the only teams that doesn't have a mini camp to take advantage of that?
Well, you know, the mini camp itself, the difference is it's mandatory, so you can make them come. We didn't have anybody miss an OTA this year. Everybody comes. They like being here. And then you're only permitted to have one practice. So I guess, in essence, you pick up a few extra practices, and the mini camp day itself is a longer day. You can keep them till 8. Well, keeping players till 8 o'clock at night during off season to me doesn't make any sense. So,
Coach, Sam is one of the most scrutinized athletes in our town. Do you believe skill set wise he has Pro Bowl potential?
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. He's got the vision, the decision making ability, the arm strength and the mobility to put up great numbers.
Most of the players have a block of time off now. Do you have the talk with them about that?
We've had the discussion, yes, we've had the discussion. Last summer we were clean. We had a good summer last summer. We need to put two together, two in a row.
Can you go a cold turkey without football for 4 weeks? I mean, are you going to get away from it for a significant period of time?
Probably disappear for a while, yeah. And if I told you where I go, I wouldn't be disappearing. So.
You like getting a little heat here in the end for the players?
Yeah, well, it's good it's good. And, you know, because when you talk to them about, you know, they've got so many days to go out and train when they come back to camp. So it makes sense for them to train at the times in which we're going to practice. You know, don't go out and train at 8 o'clock at night, you know, and don't get up and train at 6 o'clock in the morning. You got to go out and do your work in the heat, preferably. Be smart about it, but condition yourself for that.
Do they get, like, instructions on what, the training staff would like them to do?
We have a number of players that are not quite yet 100%. They'll be staying behind, and they'll be doing some rehab until they're cleared. You know, those players themselves will get some time to go home, but they're going to have to come back. And then, yes, the guys, the veterans, and even the rookies, for that matter, that are leaving now, that are healthy, yeah, they have a very, very specific month training program that they've been given to by our strength and conditioning staff.
Without going a lot individually, do you expect most of the guys who haven't been able to practice, do you expect most of them to be available for starting?
Yeah, I mean, I would think the only one that might be close would be Christian Bryant, would be the only one, but he's really making significant progress.